Today's share in the Dershu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and Be'ezus Hashem are going to be finishing the beautiful Siman Tof Kuf Yud Gimel. We are in the middle of Siv Vav, and yesterday's share we discussed that if you have a Beitza that is normally only laid during the daytime, an egg is only laid during the daytime by chickens that are in the presence of roosters. So we said, if you check the area where the chicken is lying in its nest right before Yontif or Shabbos started, and there is no egg there, and then you go and check the following morning before Olos HaShachar, and you find an egg there, we can presume the unusual situation definitely occurred, that the egg partially came out, the majority of the egg came out on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yontif, and it just went back inside, and therefore when you find it before Olos HaShachar on the following morning, you can say with certainty that it was in fact laid on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif, even though it didn't fully come out, since the majority came out, it's considered late, and therefore it's not Muktzah. That's what we said in Siv Vav for yesterday. And here the Mechaber continues on the top line with the words, V'hu she'esh tarnegol zocher toch shishim batim. This is true, that chickens only lay eggs during the daytime. That's when there are roosters around. The rooster doesn't have to be right there. It just has to be within 60 houses. We had alluded to this in the Mishnah yesterday. This is where we're saying it from, that as long as there is a rooster within 60 houses worth, so then the chicken will only lay eggs during the daytime. They don't matzik, and we're talking here that there is no separation, even if it's within 60 houses, there's no separation of a river, and a harsh ambogesh, it doesn't have a bridge over it. If there's a bridge over it, then there's no problem. The chicken can get there. So as long as the rooster is, quote, able to be with the hen, with the female chicken, so then there is this presumption that the eggs will only be laid during the daytime. Because Shim Lo Kane, if that's not the case, it's possible, if there's no rooster around, Efshar Shetelet Balayla, then chickens do lay their eggs sometimes at nighttime, and that's more likely than to say that the majority of the egg came out in Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif, and then went back inside and was laid during the nighttime. It's more likely that there's no rooster around, that this is a normal thing for the chicken to do, to lay the egg in the nighttime, and therefore it would be Osir. Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Chav Gimel, Afa Pisha Rubun, Afil Mishan Mos Minakarka, Eno Yodos Vilayla, even when there is no rooster around and the chickens' eggs are laid because of the quote warmth of the ground, they lay their eggs, they're sterile eggs, there's no Efroach inside, no chicken inside, nevertheless, Kanaz Lilim Bosar Miet. Here, that is, even though it's the minority in general, for eggs to be laid at nighttime, even in that scenario when there's no rooster around, it's still more common, given Shabbadak Esmo, since you checked before Yontif or Shabbos started, V'lo Hayosham Beitza, there was no egg there. And now in the morning, Vayom Hishkin, before Korban Mamon Shachar, Umotzi, you woke up before dawn and you found the egg there, so you have two unlikely scenarios, but this one is less likely. V'lo Talidim, the Yotz Zeruba, Miesa V'chozra, that is less likely. The Zehavi Miyuta, the Miyuta. The fact that we want to suggest that the chicken laid the egg, the majority of the egg, and then it went back and saw it, and then it came out, that is far more unlikely than even the unlikely scenario that a chicken without a rooster will lay the egg at night, which is still not common, but that is more common than the egg coming mostly out and then going back inside. And therefore, therefore, in these two unlikely scenarios, the likelier of the two unlikely scenarios is that the egg was laid, in fact, at night, and therefore, in this situation, it would be muktzah. Now we continue. The Mechaber tells us, Avolim lo bodak me'erev yontif. But if you didn't go and check right before Erev Yontif or Erev Shabbos, if you didn't go and check, Afilu leka zocher b'hadah shaya. Then, even if there is no rooster around, then we have the right to presume that that's the more likely scenario. Shonotolim me'esmoloda mistama. If you find the egg at night before Olos HaShachar, so mistama, it was laid yesterday. Whether there's a rooster around, when it can almost stay with absolute certainty, and if there is no rooster around, the majority are laid during the day and not at night, even in that scenario. As the Mechaber tells us, even without a rooster, the majority of eggs are laid during the daytime. So here, the much more likely scenario is that the egg was laid. You didn't check. The egg was laid on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif, and therefore you can use it. It's not Muktzah. Mishnah Berurah Simchat Chavdala tells us, Pirush, V'hishkim kodem Amud HaShachar Muktzah. We're talking here about you found it before Amud HaShachar, because if you find it after Amud HaShachar, and only after Amud HaShachar Muktzah, so then, Asmi Safi, then we don't know. Why are you saying it's more likely that it was laid yesterday? It could be more likely that it was laid this morning, after Amud HaShachar. The after Safi the runner, the whole thing is a Safi the Rabbanan. Normally say, in the Safi the Rabbanan, we go Lakula, this is a Dover Sheish Lamatirin. Just wait till after Shabbos Yontif is over, and it's a perfectly edible egg then. So Machmirin, and therefore we're Machmir in this situation, Afilu B'Sveika, even for Safi the Rabbanan, the Chanal, as we explained in yesterday's Shir. Sivkon Chavhei, even if there's no rooster around, they are still more likely to lay it during the daytime. Rosh Lomar, what the Mechaber is telling us, the Mishmur says, is Afilu Belo Zocha, even when no rooster is around, Akoponim Ruban Yodos Bayom. As I said, the majority are laid during the daytime, and it's not even a Sofik. Lo Abi Sofik Hashokol. It's not like a 50-50 Sofik. There's a 99% are laid during the day when there's no rooster around, and only 1% are laid at night. So therefore, it is not an even Sofik, and we have the right to be Mekel, and that is the Halacha. Now, the issue footnote number 19 brings down, why still over here do we not say that it's a Dovr Sheish L'Matirin and we shouldn't go after the Rov? So since this egg will be perfectly good after Yontif Shabbos is over, so even though it's 99% chance that it was laid on Erev Yontif rather than on Yontif, so just wait till Yontif is over. So why not do that? So he brings out from the Ran a very important idea. And he says there's no Ischazik Isur over here. We have no definitive knowledge that this is Asur. It's a whole Sofik whether it was potentially laid on Erev Yontif or on Yontif. So there's no Ischazik Isur. We don't know for certain that there was an Isur over here. And in this situation, where you don't know that there's an Isur over here, and it's only a Miut that it's Asur, then you can go after the Rov, even though it's a Dovr Sheish L'Matirin. In the rest of this footnote, he discusses opinions that agree and disagree with this Ayin in the rest of this footnote. Now we're back to the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, "Lefi koch." Therefore, based upon what we said, "Mutu likach beitzim min ein Yehudi." You're allowed to take from a Gentile. You're allowed to go take the beitzim from the Gentile. "Beleil rishon shol yontif," on the first night of yontif, meaning the tolinon shemi erev yontif noldu. We can assume that they were laid on erev yontif because on the first night of yontif, eggs aren't laid, as we just said, and therefore there's a presumption that it was laid before Yontif, and therefore there's no problem. And likewise, in Chutz La'aretz, when you have 2 days of Yontif, so on the second day, you're allowed to go and take it from the Gentile as well, because, as the Mishmur says in Sivkot and Chavav, even if it were to be laid on Yontif Rishon, because Mimarashach, one of the 2 days, is not really Yontif. It's only Sveik of the Yoma. We only do this Minig of Hashem Yadenu. So therefore, when it's laid on day one, if that was Yontif, fine. Then it's allowed to be eaten on day two, which is really Chol. And if day one really was Chol, then there's no problem at all. V'chanal b'sifei, as we've already explained in yesterday's shir. However, Avol and Hevi Bayom, but if he brings them after the Yontif has started, in other words, it's now the daytime on the second day of Yontif, then Afilu B'Yontif Sheni Shogolias Asur, then you can't eat it because Shem Hayom know that maybe it was actually laid this morning. And therefore, you can't have it on the second day of Yontif. You can't assume it was laid on the first day of Yontif, and we have our Sekha Diyoma allowing you to eat it on the second day. The Chabad continues and says, "Avo lo b'leil sheni shel Rosh Hashanah." But again, as we pointed out many times, Rosh Hashanah is different. It's like Kiddush HaRichta, and likewise, lo b'leil yontif shachar Shabbos. If the first day of yontif is on Shabbos, the second day of yontif is Sunday, so then in that situation as well, you can take advantage of the school to say that if you take it on the second night of yontif sheni shel Golius, that you'd be allowed to eat it. That doesn't apply to Rosh Hashanah and doesn't apply to a Sunday yontif when the first day of yontif was Shabbos. The Mishmur explains the Sivkon Chav Zayin, Dafilu, even if you would say Imno Mashanolda B'Yom Rishon Shor Rosh Hashanah B'Shabbos, even if it definitely was laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah or on Shabbos when it's a Shabbos Sunday yontif, Hari Gam Ken Asur, because it would still be also, as we've explained in yesterday's Shiva Chanav Sivhei, Dafilu Mchol Yontif Sheni Achar Shabbos, and even if yontif Sheni is after Shabbos in the Shabbos Sunday scenario. Umayre, we're talking here, She'ena Akim Misaper Klal, Emas Einolda. We're talking here that the Stam, we don't have the Akim telling us when it was laid. And this is therefore the default position we can assume. Or alternatively, Shemasaper, Shenolda Kodim, the Eino Lefitum. Or he's telling us because we asked him, and he's therefore not giving us a just Stam talking type of an answer, Eino Lefisuma, which we're going to discuss in a moment in the Ramah. That is different. When a guy is talking stam, so then he has a certain level of trustworthiness to it. But if he knows that what he's saying is being listened to carefully and it's going to have ramifications, so then we're concerned that he may make up the answer that you want to hear. For example, Kigon, Le'acha Sheshal Yisrael, Emas Einolda, if the Yid asks him, when was it born? So the guy, assuming he knows this, then Ramar Mishnah will discuss this in a moment, so then Meshiva should call him Rosh Hashanah, call him Shabbos. He says, oh yeah, don't worry, it wasn't laid on Shabbos or Yontif, it was laid beforehand, because he wants to sell it to you, he wants to give it to you, so therefore, it's not Mesech L'Pitumo, you ask him a question, he's giving you the answer that you may want to hear, possibly, and therefore, he's not reliable in that situation. Now let's see the sign of the Ramah, where he discusses this in greater detail. Hagah. If the non-Jewish person brings you the eggs on Yontif Rishon, And he's talking with you, oh, the weather's nice. Oh, I was schwitzing yesterday when I collected the eggs. It was so hot. So he's just mesiach lefi tumo. So in this situation, mutter l'smoch alav. He brings down from the Mordechai that you are allowed to rely upon him in this situation. Why is that? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Sivkot and Chavches. We were talking the lo yoda hanochri the beitzah shenol dahayom asuli sol. He doesn't know beitzah. He didn't learn the Gemara beitzah. He's not a daf yomi nick. He doesn't do a Mishnah Berurah yomi. So therefore, he has no idea about these halachos. So he's telling you, oh, it was so hot yesterday. I was schwitzing so much when I collected the egg on Friday afternoon. So therefore, you can rely upon him. But the Yoda, he's Yeshabas guy. He knows all the halachas, right? He's very familiar with what's allowed from numerous previous experiences. And he's a nice guy. And he wants to therefore tell you what you want to hear. Avshu Mesiach Levitumo, even if it sounds like he's just talking Stam in the Velterai, that he's saying, ah, yeah, I was so schwitzed yesterday. But he knows that's what you want to hear. Einun Hemon, therefore he's not believed. The Miskavin Lashpiach Mekko, because he knows that you will not buy it if he doesn't say that it was laid yesterday. So it sounds like he's talking Mesiach Levitumo, but he knows the halacha, and therefore he's telling you in order that he should be able to make the sale. Sheikhu Menu Kiva Shabetim Shalom, because he's selling you his eggs. And therefore, in this situation, it's not called Mesiach Levitumo. Dishavut number 20 brings down, why is this not? He brings down for Shulchan Aruch Harav because he knows what you want to hear, so therefore we have to be concerned that he's making it up. Mishmur continues, says, Avalim abeitzim heim shel Yisro. But if he doesn't own the beitzim, so he's not getting any benefit from selling you the beitzim or not. And in this situation, says, oh, Schwitz yesterday, I was collecting them, it was very hot. So then, even though he knows the halachos, but he's not gaining from it. Why would he be marim? Why would he trick and say something that you want to hear just for the sake of you hearing it? Since he gets no personal benefit from this, Lomar Shinolad Mikodem, that he's getting a financial benefit from telling you, oh yeah, it was born on late on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, since he gets no financial benefit because it's not his egg. Mutul Smoch Alav, Kivish Mesiach Levitumo. Then you are allowed to believe him because he's stalking Stam and the Velter, right? He's telling you just it was hot yesterday and I was so schwitzed when I went and picked it, or something like that. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Chavtes tells us, Kivan Shehu Milsu the Rabbanan, since this whole thing is a Din the Rabbanan, Begamlo is Chazik Yisur, and as we pointed out, it's not a Vaday that it's Aser, so therefore we can rely upon the Rov. The Chavetz Chaim in the Shaar Tzion, Os Chav Vav, tells us that look in the Shach, and you can see this in Dishu Foot number 21, where the Shach writes, Shenochri Neman Kishu Mesiach Levitumo Binyan the Rabbanan, Shelo is Chazik Yisur. That's where the source of this Din is. And then the Chavetz Chaim in the Shaar Tzion continues, and he brings down from the Vilna Gaon, Du Deos Chalukos with Poskim. Not everybody agrees with this, and you can see this in the issue footnote number 22. Since the Machlokas Poskim in Bechlau Shemesiach Levitumo Neman Binyan the Rabbanon Gam LeGavri Nochri Olo. Whether this applies here or not is a Machlokas. Now the Rambam continues. He says, "V'davka b'yom tishchol b'yam sashvua." This is talking that where you can lie upon Mesiach Levitumo when Yontif comes out during the week time. Avol b'yom tishchol b'yach b'Shabbos. But when Yontif is on Sunday, in other words, the first day was on Shabbos, and the second day is on Sunday, then if he says it was laid yesterday, it's on Shabbos, then Shabbos is making, it's not like being making for Yontif, it's potentially Nisa Daraisa. In this situation, we don't say that any Yehudi is believed when he's Mesiach L'Neitumo. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Lamed Aleph tells us, nowadays, people don't buy one egg, the people of Baruch Shem have dozens of eggs that they bring to sell. So the likelihood that they're all laid on Shabbos is very unlikely, on Yontif, very unlikely. They're from the previous days. And therefore, in this situation, the Nochri is believed, if he stopped talking and says, wow, it's been a tough week for me, I have to collect so many eggs, call them Shabbos, and we can rely on the fact that they were no lead before Shabbos. That's if the Akam brings the eggs to you. However, if you're going to his house, to go take the eggs, then it's ready to machlokis. Which we can see in Deir Shufut number 24, that there the Ran brings down when you go to the Nochri in a Beitzim Shekona Nidonu Kiporshu Me'erov. Then we can't say that it came from the Rov, but it's considered Ke Lakuach Mikavua. This is the famous Machlokis of Mechza Kemechza. When you have from a Kavua place, we say that it's 50-50, even if it's 90-10 in terms of the odds, and therefore Vasuros. However, the Shittim Ubetzah says in the name of the Ritva, even there one can assume that it's not the case. So even from his house, it's no guarantee that it's an Isser over there. And therefore, we don't say in this situation. The Ramah continues and he says, V'davka b'yom tov rishon. This applies only on Yom Tov Rishon. Avo b'yom tov sheni afilu rishon nema. In this situation, even on Yom Tov Sheni, he is believed, even when it's Yom Tov Sheni shel Roshana, because then he brings out from the Trumas Hadeshen, there ain't no element of Rabbanan. That's only a din de Rabbanan in this situation. Mishmur explains this in Sifkat Lamed Beis, wrote to Lomar, what the Ramah is telling us, the Mishmur says is, Shechol Rosh Hashanah b'yom Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah was on Shabbos. U'b'yom Rishon, and the second day of Rosh Hashanah is on Sunday. The Hevi Akum b'yom Rishon. The Akum comes to you with the egg on Sunday. So now, Neman b'misich l'vitumo, he's believed if he stam talks, the gam hu ain't no element of the Rabbanan. Because in this situation, it's only a din de Rabbanan, because we really know when Rosh Hashanah is. Danam b'kim b'kvir di'acha. And we really know which day is the first day of Rosh Hashanah, Aleph Tishrei, and which day is Beis Tishrei. And therefore, it's only din the Rabbanon, but the Rabbanon, Neman Akam, Misif Levituma, as we pointed out, in regards to the Rabbanon, the Akam is believed. Now we go to Siv Zayin. The Chaver tells us, Ashochei Tarnagolas, if you shech the chicken, Umatsu Babetzim, Gemuros, and you see inside the chicken fully formed eggs. So Mutaros, then you're allowed to go and eat those eggs. Ba'afilu B'yantiv, Shalach HaShabbos. And this is even if Yantiv is on Sunday, you are still allowed to eat the egg that was found inside the chicken. Mishbur explains the Sivkot Lamed Gimel. I know, afilu b'kli pasim. They're fully still inside the shell. You're allowed to go and eat this. Mutaros, Sivkot Lamed Dalet. The kozman shenol nolda, since the egg wasn't laid, it was found inside a shechted chicken. Chashvinon zeh kegufo. It's considered like a piece of the chicken. And therefore, it's not considered like a beitzah shenolda. It is considered a piece of chicken, and you can go and eat it. Sivkot Lamed Hey. And this is true even when Yontif comes out on Sunday. The law Amrina, we don't say the Mishmur says Sivkot Lamed Hey, Shema im lo hayo shochet on hayonod mayom, that it would have been laid today. So therefore, how can you eat it? The Nimsa Shigvar Nigmu Miyasma was finished on Shabbos, B'Shabbos, V'avi Yacholim, Shabbos Yontif. It's preparing for Shabbos Yontif, which is the Raisa. The Afim Nigro B'Shabbos, because even if it was completed on Shabbos, Einu Chashiva Achon, it's not considered Achon over here, Elan Kim Nolda Ayde Gemar Zeh, unless it's actually laid. Abel Kozman Shalom Nolda, if it's inside the chicken, hasn't been laid yet, Ain gemar zeniko chachana. It's not called chachana. She taima mishubach yosek yishenolda. Because when it's actually laid, that's when it really gets better, and that's when it's tastier, and therefore that is considered only Shabbos mechin for yontif, but not if it's still inside the chicken. Now we go to the final sif ches. Efroach shenolda b'yontif. You have a little chick that is born on yontif. Osir, that chick is osir. Mishabur explains siv katan lamid vav b'achila ubetiltu. You can't eat it, and you're not allowed to move it until ha'erev, ado erev, until yontif is over. Because Mineshu Muksa, it's Muksa. I, some don't hold from Muksa on Yontif, as we said many, many times. So, after my Tirin, Muksa, Yontif, Modem, B'Muksa, Zeh, this type of Muksa, even those that don't hold from Muksa on Yontif, agree that there is such Muksa, because She'at She'yotzo Hefroch Le'avir Olam, because until this egg actually was hatched and the chick came out, lawyer Roy Lechlum, nobody would eat this egg, not even a dog. The Afa Klovim, lawyer Oakland Oso Kishub Klibaso. Even dogs don't eat fertilized eggs with chickens inside of them when the chick is still inside the egg. As the issue footnote 28 tells us, something, if it was Roy Lechlovim, then it would be considered Muchan for an Adam and it wouldn't be Muktzah. But here it's not even Muchan Lechlovim, it's not Roy Lechlovim, therefore it's not Muchan at all and it's Muktzah. And the Ramah continues and he says, however, if no lad b'Shabbos, also beyond Tushachov, if it was laid on Shabbos, not only is it of course also on Shabbos, it's Muksa on Shabbos, but it's not even good for the Yontif that is on Sunday. Mishbur explains Sivkot Lamed Zayin, Yeshomim, Dumin HaTorah, this is a din daraisa, Lefi Shayidei Lei Dazu Huchan Leachila, because this is, according to many, a real Issa daraisa where Shabbos is preparing for Yontif. Via the birth, the laying of the egg, it's actually considered mechin. The kimin should be Shabbos, Yiv Shol Shachtu Lochlo. Since on Shabbos, of course, you can't shech the chicken because it's also shecht on Shabbos, so therefore it's not muchan on Shabbos. Nimso Shuchan b'Shabbos, it's therefore preparing on Shabbos, Leochlo b'yantiv shalachro, to be eaten on Yantiv, and kvar nisbar, dein Shabbos mechin leyantiv. And we've already said this would be an Issa Daraisa of Shabbos preparing for Yantiv. Now, that's according to saying it's an Issa Daraisa. V'yesho mim du rak mi the Rabbanon. There is an opinion that says this is only be the Rabbanon. The Shaar Tzion, Oslam Ches, he brings this down from the El Yeraba, and he says it's also the Morgan of Ram in the name of the Ran. So even if it's an Issa Darabbanon, Levisha B'Shabbos gufo muksa, because on Shabbos it's muksa, v'in yocho lecho l'tatlum b'osyom klal. So it's not able to be used at all on Shabbos. You can't eat it, and you can't move it at all, b'yosu yom klal, therefore, v'im natiru b'yantov, if we were to go and say you can use on yantov, nimtzu sheshabbos eichel yantov, but only midrabbanon. So according to either version, it's still not allowed to be used on yantov, shleachrov, Shabbos, if it was born on Shabbos. With this, we conclude Simon Tov, Kuf, Yud, Gimel, and today's shir.